and I'd shout and I'd come back home. But I was still disobedient. I would talk back. And one day, me and Ann here, we decided that we wanted to play church.
It's your boy Oki Freshwater, and you are now listening to The Morning Detour with Wizzy and K on the mighty CKUT 90.3 FM. Let's get it.
The Morning Detour on CKUT 90.3 FM.
Right. Nike had to start somewhere. Yeah. Why do we get so upset when we, us, as a culture, want to start our own shit? That shit is puzzling to me. Like, I sit back and I'm like...
Good morning, Montreal. This is the Morning Detour. Let's get it.
Didn't mean to destroy you. I know I ignored you. But I wanna be yours. And I wanna be open now. Oh, now you're emotional. How do we switch roles? We could get closer now. It's never too late. I'm trying to believe, so let's keep the pace. I'm trying to be patient. But I keep on pacing. We've been running away from communicating. Baby, let's face it, it's just conversation now. No more temptation, no more misbehaving. When you love someone, you just don't treat them bad. Oh, how I felt so sad. Didn't wanna leave. You're pouring your heart to me. How could I let this be? Just needed time to see where I wanna be. I know you got pressure, but she never measured. I know she had leverage, but I never let it come in between us. I'm getting better, feeling lesser and lesser, cause I kept it together, and we're better together. And with you it's immense love. Only thinking about what's next, love. Lay on my chest, love. Forget the rest, love. And even if it's all of your fault, should've never let her get involved. When you love someone, you just don't treat them bad. Oh, how I felt so sad. Didn't wanna leave. You're pouring your heart to me. Just needed time to see where I wanna be. Love to you, I'll make it up to you. I'll make sweet love to you, I'll make it up to you. I'll make sweet.
Sweet,
sweet energy I need to feel by your body one more time, yeah, yeah. The sweetest I've ever seen, whoa, whoa. I mean it, whoa. Nobody come close to your fine wine, yeah, yeah. Off on my bed, play do like Rocky, oh. Used to go round after round, 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 no lie. When you're lonely, oh, oh, I dey wonder if I dey your mind. Me falabi, oh, I know nobody can satisfy I. Like me, so come get a piece.
Piece of me, yeah, yeah, yeah. Come and get it, baby. It up, I'm like potion, yeah. And I ain't never ever gonna leave. You be in it rocking, no sea sickness around here. Yeah, you can come.
come and get a piece.
Up on my bed, we do like Rocky. Oh. Used to go round after round, round, round. No lie, when you're lonely, oh, oh what a wonder if I did your mind. Me, me, if I love you, I know nobody can satisfy. I like me, so come get a piece.
Piece of me, yeah, yeah, yeah. Come and get it, baby.
Long, I need your body long, I need your body for a long time. Let your body rock, let your body touch, touch up on me tonight. I need your body long, I need your body long, I need your body for a long time. Let your body rock, touch up on me tonight.
Kiss me, yeah, yeah, yeah. Come and get it, baby.
CKUT 90.3 FM.
Hold on a minute. Hold on a minute. This is going to be a big morning. The awards is in. The listings are in. Let me tell y'all, before I go into the madness, this is the premier morning show in the city, The Morning Detour, hosted by Weezy Moon Chaser, Larina PR. Things are happening around here, boy. The mighty CKUT, the number one station, according to Cult Montreal. The number one station in the city. CKUT 90.3 FM. Legends live here. Things are happening, boy. So yesterday, I'm looking at my emails, and I get to my CKUT newsletter. So I get to the bottom, and I see, oh, the MTL Cult Montreal listings are out. So I go online, and I check it out. And unbeknownst to me, The Morning Detour, we are ranked number 8 radio show in the city. So I was like, woo, what a feeling, what a feeling. First and foremost, on behalf for me and Larina and everybody at CKUT, you want to thank everybody that voted for us, everybody that listens to us every Friday. Sarah, I see you. Christine, I see you. Estad, I see you. Fareed, I see you. For all those that I don't know, I appreciate you guys. Every Friday, this is a labor of love for me. This is my calling. God has put me on the earth to communicate with you guys. Hype every Friday from 7 to 9 on the mighty CKUT. So things is moving. So joining me this morning, she'll join me for the intro and the news. She has, listen, a polarizing IG every Thursday called Truthful Thursdays. We'd like to introduce to the show for the first time, Miss Bonita the Goddess. Tracy, what's going on?
Hi, I'm happy to be here. Thank you.
Yeah, so things is moving. We have a very beautiful show this Friday. Let me start off with my guest. I have musical artist out of Vancouver, Grizzy Winner. He came to talk about his new album, Illuminate. Very dope dude out of Vancouver. Also, you know, it's Father's Day on Sunday, so I brought on my man, the Father Whisperer, Mardo Shea Metalist. We talked about his new initiatives. He's doing things in Africa as well, reaching out to fathers across the ocean, so that's a beautiful thing. And of course, I had to get the Honey King himself, Mr. Ken Benjamin. He's the owner and founder of Lingnum Honey. They just came out with the Mango Blossom. I'm going to be giving that away. Look on our IG, Detour514. By the end of today, we're going to give away some Mango Blossom to a hopeful winner. So things is moving. Big, big, big show. I'm telling you guys, big, big, big show. A lot of things to talk about. They're trying to cancel Canada Day. They found some more bodies under residential schools in Manitoba. Everybody in the city is kind of tight with Trudeau. You know, they're trying to make French the official, the only predominant language in Quebec. Does this mean that all our paperwork is going to be in French? Does it mean that all the employers are only going to hire French workers? A lot of people are on edge. A lot of people are on edge. We also have some giveaways at 8 o'clock. I'm going to give away the winner. I'm going to name the winner of the Comics Care 514 car wash, the Supreme car wash that we're giving away for a hopeful dad for Father's Day. We're also going to give away today, oh man, a beautiful pack from World Conscious Skincare. It's a 3-pack. It's a dad kit. So it has the beard oil, it has the lip balm, and it has the CBD large bath bomb. So boy, some hopeful dads gonna feel nice in the bathtub, I promise you. And we also gonna give away as well some Mango Blossom this Friday. Some beautiful things is happening, man. So Tracy, Father's Day is on Sunday. What does this mean to you? Do you celebrate Father's Day? Do you take your dad out somewhere special? How does that work for you?
Well, you already know I love holidays. So whether it's Father's Day, my birthday, Christmas, I'm down. I love Father's Day and I love my father, so it's another reason to just show love.
Well, listen, I haven't spoken to my father in 2 years. I think he might get a call on Sunday. But, you know, the relationship between a daughter and a father is always special.
Yeah.
With a son and father, it's kind of like, it's kind of contrived a little bit because you're kind of like that junior version of
him. It's kind of like mother and daughter. Like, we fight, so I get that.
So you fight with your mom a lot?
Yeah. I'm like my father, so, like, Father's Day for me is cool. Like, plus, my dad is more my vibe. We barbecue, we drink, we have a little, you know, we could talk. And my mom's a little more serious. So, yeah, I'm down. Father's Day is cool.
When I think about children and their relationship with their parents, I also think about, like, at some point, like, we're all going to die. You know, obviously, the way it should work, your parents should pass before you pass. And in my mind, I was like, you know, I want to have a relationship with my dad that I can say to my kid, hey, listen, I had this kind of relationship with my dad. And the fact that I'm not afforded that, it makes it kind of weird sometimes. So Father's Day kind of hits kind of different because I'm like, we don't have that.
You can make changes for the next generation. I feel like maybe when you have a kid, your relationship with your father will change. Because my sister having a kid made me have a relationship with my dad's my stepmother, technically, you know, his girlfriend. So, like, you never know. Things happen the way they're supposed to.
Well, listen, it's a crazy time. So, it's also Juneteenth, for those that don't know. So, Juneteenth is a holiday celebrating the emancipation of African Americans who had been enslaved in the United States, originating in Galveston, Texas. It is now celebrated annually on June 19th throughout the United States, with increasing official recognition becoming a federal holiday in 2021. That's a beautiful thing, man. The emancipation of slavery, Juneteenth. Now, for a lot of black people, especially in the States, they feel like Juneteenth is our official Independence Day.
It kind of is.
Like,
I see that.
Like a lot of black people, they don't really mess with July 4th. But listen, they love the parties in Miami. They love the turn up.
It's like Saint Jean Baptiste. Even if you don't like mess with Quebec like that, you still are gonna celebrate. It's a reason to celebrate. Why not?
Saint Jean Baptiste is one of the craziest holidays of all times. I remember going in the South Shore. They had like this strip motel, and they always had this crazy Saint Jean Baptiste party. So you rent a room, and in the pool area is one of the craziest nights of my life. Like, I've seen people like. Quebecois really love Saint Jean Baptiste.
Oh yes, this is one of my first ones that I'm doing. So
I'm waiting for that one person to do research on Saint Jean Baptiste and figure out he did some messed up stuff, like every other figure that they have statues for in the city. Oh man,
they will never cancel him though.
Oh, the drama is real. So it's an action-packed show. You know, I got some new music. You know, there's that new Drizzy on that Migos. Migos should have never put Drake on that album. Drake outshined everybody on the album. I'm having our way. It's going down. Drizzy with the fire. Still in the game. So, listen. Let's get some music, man. It's the mighty CKT 90.3 FM. Thank you to everybody that voted for us on Cult Montreal, the 8th best radio show in the city. We appreciate you guys. And we're going to keep coming with some fire. We got a live show coming at some point in the summer. I see all the terraces is open. I seen all y'all was at Oka the other day. Let me talk about that before I go back to the commercial. Everybody was at Oka the other day. I didn't see a lot of masks. Didn't see a lot of social distancing. Even though you came with your bubble of people, it got really, really crazy. Tracy, could you speak about that a little bit? The fact that people have been enclosed in their house for the last 18, 19 months. Now it seems like everything is open. It's like open season now in Montreal.
Yeah, I actually put out a poll asking people on IG, are you still kind of nervous about being outside or are you outside? And like 70 or 80% said we outside. They're really not worried about it. I'm gonna protect myself for now. But listen, 18 to like 25, that's prime partying time. So go have your fun.
Listen, man.
Just be safe.
It's crazy. Everything's open. Comics Care 514, if you're looking for a car wash. Mango Blossom from Lignum Honey, if you're looking for some the official honey in the world right now, Lignum Honey. And you have World Conscious Skincare if you want some real natural health and beauty products. So things are going down. It's the Morning Detour. We number 8 in the building. Let's get to some music. Make sure to tell a friend to tell a friend. This is the premier morning show in the city. The Morning Detour. We on Fridays.
At times I feel like we lost hope. I turn on the news and they just keep on killing black folk. I'm ducking, dodging police. I'm ducking, dodging police. I just gotta make it today. Keep my soul, I can't be a slave. Changed my life, I took it all away. Dripping to my well, burns dry.
All I see is homicide. Feel it when my mama cry. You know what the mission is? Don't know how I feel inside. We was always down to ride. If I slide, my nigga slide. If you ain't a nigga getting money, you won't feel a vibe.
Running the streets. I've been up so many nights cause I can't sleep. Friends turn to foes, but I'm in too deep. So many lost souls got me dealing with greed.
At times I feel like we lost hope.
turn on the news and they just keep on killing black folk. I'm ducking, dodging police. I'm ducking, dodging police. I had a son to feed, ran the streets, the water my seat. Ran with hustlers and thieves, roll up my sleeves and see VVs. My life a movie, but no PG. Yeah, see how we living, it's like 3D. Yeah, got what I want, then I got what I need. Yeah, stand up, nigga, never been on his knees. Yeah, and what's faith if you ain't willing to leap? Yeah, see clear to skip on real niggas like a leap. Yeah, yeah, they hate to see a nigga on his feet. Probably why Karen going viral every week. That's why the cops staring like fools stuck in my teeth. At times I feel like we lost hope. Turn on the news and they just keep on killing black folk. I'm ducking, dodging police. I'm ducking, dodging police.
This is our Father's Day mix. DJ Moon, one in the building. This is the Morning Detour. To the Morning Detour. Wazy Mo Chaser, the mighty CKT 90.3 FM. Now's about the time for us to do some local and international news. You know, I always gotta start off with this. Let's start with some COVID-19 in Quebec. What you need to know on Thursday. So Quebec reported 161 new cases of COVID-19 on Thursday and one new death, unfortunately. Since the start of the pandemic, there has been 373,531 confirmed cases and 11,178 people have died. There are 178 people in hospital, a decrease of 14, that's really good, including 41 in intensive care, a decrease of 4, that's amazing. 99,580 vaccine doses were administered in Quebec for a total of 7,055,053. boy, we getting up there, boy. How much, Chase, I'm trying to think to myself, how much people are we in Canada? Are we like 20 billion? I don't know. We got to blow some numbers on that.
Montreal's a lot of millions. That's all I know.
But 78% of eligible population of Quebecers have received one dose of the vaccine and 16% have received two doses. 78% of Quebecers.
Sounds
I guess
high.
I guess that's all the outer regions, right? Look when this is all said and done. When this COVID pandemic is all said and done, there's going to be a report or a scandal come up like, yeah, all the numbers were fudged during the pandemic. Because I don't know where they're getting this from, but 78%, but yet between the ages of 18 and 40, a lot of people aren't getting vaccinated. So I don't know where the 78% is coming from.
Me neither.
It's all outside.
I think it's outside of Montreal. Yeah.
Well, I don't know if you guys saw this. Quebec's health minister is apologizing for an error of communication. Now's not the time for that. Now's not the time for errors of communication regarding the AstraZeneca Oxford vaccine after a notice on the provincial government's website said that people who receive it for their first dose should switch to either Pfizer, BioNTech, or Moderna for their second dose. Listen, they got to get this straight. Because people are looking upon these sites every day trying to figure out their lives and what to do with these vaccines, right?
You don't have to be a scientist or a doctor to think that it's weird that you're mixing two vaccines. Two different companies. I don't know.
We need more evidence. Well, speaking about vaccines, the U.S. is donating an additional 1 million COVID-19 vaccines to Canada. So the United States is donating 1 million additional doses of Moderna COVID-19 vaccine to Canada. The doses which were produced in the U.S. will arrive in Toronto later today, according to the White House official, speaking on the condition they not be named as they're not authorized to speak publicly on the matter. So White House COVID-19 coordinator Jeffrey Zients later confirmed doses were arriving in Canada on Thursday in a briefing to the media. So the delivery is part of a broad donation strategy previously announced by the Biden administration. So how do you guys feel about that? Are we getting some vaccines? Biden's doing some work. They've been really quiet at the White House. Tracy, I know you're kind of on the fence about the vaccine a little bit.
I'm but confused this is about good. The donation. Like, why are you donating? Are we missing vaccines?
Yeah. We have a little shortage.
And they're just donating it for free. America doesn't seem the kind of country that does that. But okay, thanks.
Well, we're neighboring countries. You know, they do have missile silos on our land. You know,
is
we're
the border still closed, though? Because
listen, I don't know when that American border is going to open. And then you know, they're still trying to figure out if we're still going to make people stay for 14 days in a hotel and pay the fee or not have to pay the fee. But if you have the two vaccines, you're the head of the line now.
Well, I saw there was a cruise of only vaccinated people that COVID had an outbreak. So I don't know. That might change.
It's crazy. I don't know if you guys saw, there was no oxygen or running water in hot zone at worst hit long-term care home in Quebec. The inquest here is the family of a patient at the worst hit long-term care home of the province had to call 911 to have their loved ones suffering from severe COVID-19 symptoms sent to the hospital. A coroner's inquiry heard Wednesday. So I'm definitely going to mess up her name. Aniska Meraz, the assistant head nurse at the Children's Hospital in Saint-Dorothée, where 101 people died, recounted how staff at the home were forbidden from sending patients to hospital. What the hell is going on?
Why?
This is the CHSLD Saint-Dorothée. What's going on? You don't want...
The poor elderly, honestly.
The elderly have really gotten the worst end of the stick for
and
this pandemic.
And the families who can't keep the elderly at home are suffering the most, like, for real.
So the Saint-Dorothée residents had Quebec's highest death toll among public long-term care homes known in the province as CHSLDs during the pandemic. So that's crazy. But if that's not enough madness, Tracy.
What is that?
The prices is going up on everything. Canada's inflation rates rise to the highest level in a decade at 3.6%. So, okay, let me get it straight. So everything's getting inflated. There's still people on furlough. There's still people not working. Mm-hmm. There's still people afraid to go to work because of COVID.
Minimum wages are going up.
That's a good question. So minimum wages could go up. So Canada's inflation rate increased to 3.6% in May, the fastest pace in a decade, Statistics Canada says. So the data agency said in a news release Wednesday that the cost of just about everything is going up at much faster pace than usual, from shelter and vehicles to food, energy, and consumer goods. So that's pretty much everything. They should have just said everything's going up.
The pandemic only showed you that the rich are trying to get richer, and I think this is further proving that narrative.
So the cost of shelter increased by 4.2% in the year up to May, the fastest rise in the cost of putting a roof over one's head since 2008, and the cost of filling a home with furniture and appliances also went up by 4.4%. That's the fastest pace of an increase for so-called durable goods since 1989. So let me get this straight. So people are getting homes and can't even furnish it. That's called house poor.
Basically.
So furniture prices in particular rose by 9.8% in the past year, their biggest jump since 1982. Last month, the government slapped tariffs up to 300% on some types of upholstered furniture from China and Vietnam. They're always killing us with the stuff coming in from China.
It's the imports, man. It's crazy.
What's really important, you know, because, you know, this is the morning detour, gasoline prices. Like we really needed this at this point. If everything's finally open and now the gasoline prices are going to rise by 43% in the past year, a figure that looks especially high because it's being compared to May of last year when demand and prices of gasoline cratered. But even on a monthly basis, the cost of gasoline went up in May by 3.2% compared to April's level. So you can't even drive anywhere. So I guess, don't tell that to Valley Pond, Tracy. Huh? She's going to come up with more Bixie bikes.
Don't
tell nobody what's going on. Oh, Tracy's really excited about this. The Quebec-Ontario border is now open, and here what that means. So, though it's unclear who missed whom the most, the Quebec-Ontario border restrictions are finally over, and non-essential interprovincial travel is allowed.
Yay.
Ontarians are asked to follow regional health rules in Quebec. In a press release, the government of Quebec specifically noted that people from Ontario are allowed to dine at Quebec's restaurants within the limits of the rules applicable to each health zone.
It's really confusing. Like, we're supposed to know the rules of where we are, where we go.
See, this is the thing.
People traveling to the States don't know. Even the flight attendants don't know the rules. Like, it's really hard, honestly.
See, this is the thing, Tracy. The government needs to create an app or a sheet with the zones and what you can do.
Where you're going? All right, these are the rules, you know?
So the 14-day isolation requirement for Quebecers returning home from Ontario has also expired. So thank God that's done. So are you excited? We're going to Ontario soon.
Yeah.
Thank God. Visit my sister and my friends, man. Shout out to my man Keegan over there. He's doing big things. Just had a baby with his partner. It's a beautiful thing, man. People still having kids during this pandemic.
Got family out there.
Okay. Let's get to the madness. We all know why you guys came here. Let's talk about Trudeau a little bit. What you need to know about the new bill to make French and English more equal. In Canada, Tracy. So on June 15, the Federal Minister of Economic Development and Official Language, Melanie Joly, introduced Bill C-32, an act that would overhaul Canada's existing Official Languages Act to equalize French and English in Canada. If passed, the new bill would defend the rights of Francophone minorities in other Canadian provinces, as well as those of the English-speaking minority in Quebec. So the Official Language Act, which last got a major update in 1988, comes months after Joly introduced the Liberal government's vision for language reform in Canada in February. Now, let me pause here for a second. I thought the Liberals were for the Anglophone. Trudeau is looking really flip-floppish here.
Trudeau, I think, gained people with his youth and with, like, the Anglophone angle, and now he's switching, honestly.
So Joly says that the new law recognizes that the official language of Quebec is French. I thought this was already a thing.
I thought we were in a bilingual country, but they're trying to push French more.
No, we are in a bilingual country per se because we have Quebec that's part of Canada.
Yeah.
But we're talking about specifically about the province of Quebec, and they're trying to make that just all French.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm looking at this, I'm like, okay, so does that mean that all our government papers are going to be in French? Does that mean that now employers aren't going to hire employees that don't speak French? So that's going to ruin a whole lot of lives for a lot of minorities too in Quebec.
I feel like employers already weren't favoring people that didn't speak French, but the whole correspondence in French is my issue because I have an issue understanding legal documents in English. So for me to translate from my native tongue, which is not even one of the official languages of Canada, which is a lot of immigrants and minorities' reality, it's hard. It's not fair.
The official language of Canada should be whatever language the Aboriginals speak.
Right.
You know what I mean? Basically, if we're going to be technical about respecting people's origins, right? So it also recognizes that Quebec and Manitoba have specific protection when it comes to the use of both official languages in the courts and provincial legislature. So the amendment of the act will also explicitly state that it would not undermine the status, maintenance, or enhancement of Indigenous languages while including the important concepts of reappropriation, revitalization, and strengthening that are specific to Indigenous languages. So what does this mean? There's a whole bunch of legal jargon here. Are we going to finally recognize Indigenous languages in this country finally?
That'd be crazy.
Joly said the bill will also oblige the Federal Immigration Ministry to develop a support program to enhance Francophone immigration outside of Quebec.
Okay.
This is going to be interesting because other provinces have to enforce this immigration, right?
Increase French immigration?
Yeah. It would further amend the act to oblige Supreme Court of Canada judges to be bilingual. The bill lays out that it would grant Canada's official language commissioner more power to fully enforce French language requirements in federally regulated workplaces across Canada. That's going to be a mess.
I don't get why they're forcing it so hard. Like, I don't. French is there. It's not going anywhere.
The issue too, right, outside of Montreal, which is the multi-ethnic hub of Quebec, it's predominantly French, right?
Right.
But these bills and these laws are going to impact people in Montreal as well. So what about all the minorities that have contributed to our economy?
What about the tourists?
What about the tourists? Everything's in French. Like, you know, you're trying to make it like Paris. Like, oh, like, it's kind of like quaint.
I've been to Paris, and they like the English speaking because they think it's cool to speak English. It's like, oh, okay, right. I'm going to try. But here, it's a different story.
This is a crazy thing, man. Montreal, we do have elections coming up in November.
Vote.
I see Balarama holding this. He's doing this thing. He's going for mayor. We need to have all the mayor, the candidates for mayoral come up on the show. Valerie Plante, Corbert.
I just want to say shout out to Francis, who's running for Côte de Neige.
Yes, as a
Filipina. Like, let's go.
Yes, we'll definitely get Francis on here just now. We're going to do a whole political rundown as we go into the fall. But you know what? Let's play some new music. It's the Morning Detour. We rank number 8. Shout out to Cult Montreal. This is the Mighty CKUT 90.3 FM.
She said she need more loving in the morning. She need more loving in the night. I don't know what to tell her, so I just close my eyes. If you want me to be somebody, I can't just be your somebody. I don't know what to tell her, but this morning shit so hot. Baby, you know that I've been this way from small. Oh, you know me already. Oh, you know me already. You know what you signed up for. The line far away from you. It's only you I'm missing. It's only you I'm missing. Baby, is it too much to ask? We love, 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 love. We love, 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 love. Too much to ask. Went out. I ain't know then when the rice run out. Where were you when the 9 come out? And darkness don't bring a bright way out. I grind night and day. Ain't got anything to tell you. This morning shit so wet. Baby, you know that. I've been this way from small. Oh, you know me already. Oh, you know me already. You know what you signed up for. And I'm far away from you. It's only you I'm missing. It's only you I'm missing. Baby, is it too much to ask? We love, 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 love. We love, 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 love. We love. Too much to ask.
Look how I switch up the flavors.
¿Cómo te ha ido? Sigue soltero, ya tiene marido. Sé que es personal, perdona lo atrevido. Te pedí en la vida y Santa no te ha traído. Pero qué más pues, que ha habido. Y perdí el rastro por distraído. La fama de esto me tiene jodido. Pero no me olvido de lo sucedido. Regálame otra noche, quiero verte. Hay que aclarar un par de cosas pendientes. Más que lo que, ¿dónde estás? Dime a ver que yo voy.
Lady, me perdiste de vista. Ahora con otro, ¿con quien vacilo en la pista? Ey, algo si no me incita. Da mucha vuelta, parece motociclista. Ey,
para ti no, ey, yo soltera para ti no. Se acabó lo que esa noche nos dimos. lo que esa noche nos dimos.
Esos Nike te quedan nice, bro. De tu clase ya pocas hay, ninguna cabe en tu size. Saca un rato que estás sola, ya me dieron el dato. Dame el piño, te caigo de inmediato. Ellos intentan y yo ni trato. Baby, estoy a otra liga, pero tú estás por encima. Hey, vamos a hacerlo, aprovecha el clima. Tú estás bien diva y ese cuerpo que motiva, baby. Vamos a hacerlo, que está rico el clima.
¿Qué más fue? ¿Cómo te ha ido? Tú sigues siendo el mismo engreído. No es personal, pa' novio no has nacido. Me tuviste mucho tiempo, fuiste distraído. ¿Y ahora qué más, pues? Me he ido, ya es suficiente lo que tú has comido. Aunque no parezca, esto me ha dolido. Y de lo pasado yo no me olvido.
Regala. Otra noche quiero verte. Y hay que aclarar par de cosas pendientes. Más que lo que, ¿dónde estás? Dime a ver que yo voy. Oh, oh, oh. Regálame otra noche, quiero verte. Y hay que aclarar par de cosas pendientes.
City, welcome back. Father's Day's on Sundays, the morning detour. I had to get Super Dad in the building. I can't even see him. I don't even know what organization he's running with. All I know, he's the only dude in the city that cares about fathers. He's doing prenatal classes. He's got the beautiful podcast speaking about fatherhood. They said black fathers weren't involved in their child's life. Mardo, you are the example that things are moving different. Mr. Mardo Shea, how you doing, King?
I'm good. I'm good. Thank you. Thank you for having me again.
Well, listen, hey, listen, it's Father's Day on Sunday. I said, hey, I got to get Super Dad on my... It was like, okay, I have to bring him on. Let's see what's popping.
Everything's good, man. So, yeah, it's Father's Day on Sunday. And actually, it's my son's birthday also. So, okay. Yeah, it's a blessing.
I want to ask you about this article I saw the other day, and then yeah. We'll get into all your new developments. I know you always got something popping. I saw this news article. I was like, okay, is this out of bounds or inbounds? So basically, a father was having a birthday party for his daughter.
Okay.
And he's getting pushback from a particular mother because he didn't invite this mother's son, and this son was actually bullying this guy's daughter.
Okay.
So now people are kind of divided because obviously the invitations were handed out on the playground, and everybody noticed this one boy didn't get an invitation to this birthday party, right? So was the father wrong for not inviting this boy that's been known for bullying his daughter to her birthday party?
No, I don't think, you want my personal opinion, I don't think he's wrong. I think the father probably took a personal decision to say, I'm not going to invite that kid, you know, because it kind of, he didn't want probably any incident to happen, at that party. But I still believe that, you know, as adults, especially, you know, as like the dad in this situation was so close with the mom of the kid that's bullying, I think as adult, he should have talked to the mom so the mom could explain to her kid the reason why the kid didn't get invited, you know?
Listen, if you don't act right, you can't go to the event. Like, I remember that. You know, I remember being in daycare at Pastor Adela Church. And you know when you're a kid, one of the biggest highlights of your day is playtime or going to the park.
Yeah.
And I remember numerous times, Mardo, I couldn't go to the park. Because, you know, I was a bad kid. You know, and even to this day, I'm still scarred by I want to go to the park when I want to go to the park. But you understood, too, as a kid, that if you don't do the right things, you won't be rewarded for it.
Yeah,
and
exactly.
Also, too, can we speak about the self-entitlement of some parents? Like, it's this guy's daughter's birthday party, and you're going to tell me who and who not to invite. It's bringing back to this whole idea about participation. How everybody should get a ribbon. You know, if your kid participates in a team sport and he doesn't win, he still get a ribbon. Like, yeah. This whole thing where we got to be, like, super fair across the board. What happened to individual ideas or individual rights to just, you know what, I choose not to invite you because I don't want to?
Yeah. But I think it's still something that's out there. It's just, you know, these days in society, everybody kind of like cares a lot on what other people are going to say and the judgments. So, you know, that's why it's a little bit like that. But I think it's just, it should still feel like that, you know, like if you feel like inviting somebody, you do. If not, you don't, you know, so it should not be taken personal, you know?
Yeah, everybody's taking it way too personal. So, let's flip this a little bit. What's new with you? What's going on with you? Any new initiatives?
Oof, any new initiatives.
It's like that. Now, stay long. Most of my city, I'm speaking with Super Dad, award-winning dad. He does prenatal classes for fathers. He does beautiful talks for fathers as well. He creates a safe space for them to come together, congregate, and share their ideas, share some of their concerns. And you kind of guide them along the way because you're a father as well, Mardo.
Yeah.
So you're not only speaking from a professional standpoint, but you're also speaking from a personal experience as well.
Exactly. So, yeah, but what's new? I got my new addition to my family. So my third kid.
Yeah, yeah, congratulations.
Thank you.
I didn't even have one yet.
It's coming. It's coming.
you are what, 3, 4? What's going on?
I'm at three now. So a boy and two girls.
Are you finished? You see, that's why I can't with some of you Asian brothers. Once you guys pop, you guys don't want to stop.
To be honest, it's so funny that you say that because I was talking to my wife last night, you know, and we're like, you know, this one's not so bad. She's letting us sleep. So I'm like, might as well try for number 4.
No. Much on my seat. That's when you know things is good. That's when you know the counts are looking proper. You're like, you know what? The 31, you know she's going to bed right. You know what, babe? Just have a fourth one. You might need the compound. Once you get to 4, you need half foot space. You need a big backyard.
No, I know. But like, you know, it's still in the talking. But like, to be honest, you know, we're just blessed that, you know, she's healthy. Right. Everything's good, you know. So for now, you know, I think we're talking, but I think we'll stay put for now. But only God knows, you know. So if God wants us to have another one.
You're already talking about the fourth one, you know what I mean? So it's crazy.
No, but yeah, so other than that, yeah, we're still going strong with the podcast, Histoire de Père. You know, we're getting like great people to interview. It's doing pretty good with work. Cette semaine, c'est la semaine québécoise de la paternité.
Okay, that's so, what's up. So it's a good time to have you on.
It's a big week for us at the RVP this week. So we have a bunch of like sondages that we're putting online. We're doing a bunch of events. I'm participating also in some roundtable talkings in Cameroon, in Africa, with dad. So yeah, a lot of stuff happening this week.
What's going on? You international now? You doing talks in Cameroon?
You're
helping fathers across the waters?
Yeah, I've been working on some stuff, you know, with this organization, Ladies Care, that's in Cameroon. And also we're working with a different organization in France right now. So, so we're working on a few projects internationals.
Well, listen, I'm about to get you back on so we can dive deep. You know, I'm all over the place because, you know, I'm playing that new Drake this morning. So I'm all over the place. But I have to get back with you and learn more about this guy. I know you're taking your talents to an international level.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely. But because, you know, here in Quebec, we're kind of positioning ourselves on like one of the places where paternity, first of all, you know, we have paternity leaves and all this stuff, but paternity is something that we're taking really seriously in Quebec. Right. And a lot of different countries are starting to look at us and to see, oh my God, how can we do better? You know, with our dads or include our dads better. So we've been contacting, people are contacting us actually. So working a lot on that. Working a lot also here in Quebec on the English side. So because for the last 20 something years with the RVP, we've been focusing really on the French side,
yeah,
and being giving trainings, you know, about like Quebecer dads, but French speaking dads. But in the past few months, I've been working a lot with different English organizations to see how we could reach out to English speaking dads and how we could provide services better for them. So that's another thing. And for the prenatal, it's just been exploding. I've been giving prenatal for Brossard. Now I'm in contracts with Belay. I'm booked for the year, so I'm already booked.
Oh, God is good. God is good. You're booked for the year. God is good. You have a new baby. I want to wish you, on behalf of the Morning Detour, a happy Father's Day. You're a great example.
Thank you. Thank
and listen, you better have a slot ready for me, because as soon as I start the baby machine, I need all the help. I'm ready.
Anytime, bro.
Just thinking about it.
But anytime.
Marlo Shea Meltzelis, I appreciate you, man. The Morning Detour salutes.
Oh, bro, it's always a pleasure.
The Morning Detour on CKUT 90.3 FM.
Montreal, fresh off that new Migos. Time for me.
You're making me realize all the time
on Fridays. Yeah.
Thinking about them bando days, going back to the basic. But I don't really think you know that, though. So I thought I'd explain it. In the bando, I hate it starving. In the bando, I hate it starving. So many late nights at the lock-in. Spinning and finessing, that's the drivers. When the gang meet at departments, that's only the gang that's important. Keeping it real in all fields and clean up your steals, you never get extorted. There's no fame raised, nothing dumb. Can't take nothing from it. Feel like I've been raised in the jungle. My mama ain't raised no diamonds. No, I ain't never been a struggle. Get sticky out the mud. Fire watches playing three flood. Who won't smoke is all love. Who won't smoke is all love. Don't get it twisted, I still keep it on me. I spend a whole block just cause. Don't please don't do it. Get sticky like mud. Fire watch playing three flood. Ain't got time, but I got time today. I ain't even going for me more. Book shot straight slow. I got blue tips in this gun. Ain't even going for none. 12 years quality I run. Young, fresh out on bun. Ain't got time, but I got time today. When you see me, please don't judge. In the bando, I hit it starving.
In the trenches, I had to rob them. Sending and spinning and shooting carbon. They go body for body, coughing for coughing. She gon' dive in my water just like a dolphin. Pull up in Ferrari, see the balls in him. But we don't even rock with them. One life to live, can't pause the film. What's your name, baby?
Your name?
I can see it in your eyes, you been through pain, baby.
Pain.
I can tell I make it shine, I'm not a lame, baby.
Lame.
Get money and I get high on private planes, lady. Two timers to get to spinning till they feel lazy. Twinkle, twinkle, yellow diamonds like I urinated.
Twinkle.
I done been in a situation, never cooperated.
Cooperate.
We can always have a talk, long as the guap related.
The rest of all.
In the bando, I hate it starving. In the bando, I hate it starving. So many late nights at the lock-in. Spinning and finessing, robbing. When the gang meet at the park. That's only the gang that's important. Keeping it real in all fields and clean up your spills, you never get extorted.
Take off, I never get extorted.
Never.
God first, my family, the gang that's important.
I miss
the fans in the game, miss the feeling of performing. Thanking God on my knees when I wake up in the morning.
The
legendary bando days at my grandma's house recording.
Grandma.
Back when I was sipping, acting, moving like a tortoise.
Drink.
Finessing for them Benjamins, running faster than Forrest. I'ma take that bag and plant a seed, watch I grow it.
Grow it.
It ain't now another, I do this dude for my mother.
Mama.
Feeling like I'm Russell, collecting a triple double.
Russell.
Looking at these niggas, we know that we got them shook.
Look
and
out.
I ain't gotta touch you like a keystart, that's a finger push. They hop out that sprint. Bus, give it up, tell them pick them up. A meal in that vacuum seal looked like a mega bus. No GM5, but they know not to play with us.
Do
I guess this weekend might not enough, that's why they hate
in
on
the
us.
In the bando, I hate it starving. In the bando, I hate it starving. So many late nights at the lock-in. Tricking and finessing, driving. When the gang meet at the apartments, that's only the gang that's important. Keeping it real in all fields, you clean up your spills, you never get extorted. Sticky like mud. Fire watch your plane three flood. Won't smoke is all love. Won't
on smoke and salt.
Off season. Let's work. Hey. Plotting my escape, this game riding fake. Got a couple M's hiding in the safe. Imagination turn a Honda into Rafe. I was doing 80 on the interstate, trying to make it back before my class started. Country never seen a passport till I popped off and got a bag for it. Now I'm at the garden sitting in half court, watching Junior catch it off the bad boy. Yeah, never seen nothing except a triple bean jumping. Good, leave a fiend crumping. Made it out, it gotta mean something. Either you gon' hustle or that Uncle Sam got your re-enlisting. 2-6 murder scene pumping. Better leave it tucked if you ain't dumping. Pow, he's slumping. 12 coming, we ain't seen nothing. Time chain, ain't rumbling no more. Now what for, hungry for more. If you solo E vocal, listen close and you can hear grumbling. Multi and I'm still munching. Big bag, never fear fumbling. Won't smoke, don't choke. I'm a whole nicotine company. Dream better army, not a navy. How could you ever try to play me? Kill him on a song, walk about the booth, do the Westbrook like a baby. I never fall out with the bro. Hey, when your family turning a foe. We had a penthouse on the road, interior decorated with a floor. They're like a multiple truck getting shows, man. Like any mini money move. Scoop up a dime piece like we homeless. Then we gon' send them back pigeon toe. Out of the concrete was a rose. The windows was cold. Had to go over and stand by the stove. We from the southeast, nigga know. This where the ops creep real slow. Won't vote, but they mob deep with the polls. I punch a time sheet, not no more. And now my assigned seat is a thorn. Plotting my escape, this game riding fake. Got a couple M's hiding in the safe. Imagination turn a Honda into Rafe. I was doing 80 on the interstate, trying to make it back before my class started. Country never seen a passport till I popped off and got a bad for it. Now I'm at the garden sitting in half court, watching Junior catch it off the bat boy. Bill, never seen nothing except a triple bean jumping. Good, leave a fiend crumping. Made it out, it gotta mean something. Made it out, it gotta mean something. Made it out, it gotta mean something.
Yes, this morning the winner of the Complex Care 514 Supreme Car Wash for Father's Day goes out to Leone 9791. Leone 9791.
The Morning Detour on CKUT 90.3 FM.
Okay, I gotta let you go. I have to get my Lake Magog vaccine.
Your Lake Magog vaccine?
Yeah, you know, I'm really looking forward to having the whole family to the cottage for my annual cookout.
Smart move. I'm gonna ask for the Montreal vaccine. I miss those last-minute get-togethers with my buddies.
Nice. Well, I gotta run. I don't think it protects against lateness.
Each vaccination brings us closer to these moments. Follow the vaccination sequence planned for your area and book an appointment at quebec.ca/COVID vaccine. A message from the gouvernement du Québec.
Fabies and Mr. Blue invites you to a barbecue on Saint-Jean-Baptiste Day, Thursday, June 24th, from noon to 9 p.m. at Mackenzie King Park in Côte-des-Neiges, corner of Côte St. Catherine and Westbury. Weather permitting, come out and enjoy. On the menu, doubles, roti, jerk pork and chicken, curry goat and chicken, lots of side dishes. Wear your mask, social distancing required. That's Thursday, June 24th, noon to 9 p.m. at Mackenzie King Park in Côte-des-Neiges. For more information, call 514-771-7011.
The Morning Detour on CKUT 90.3 FM.
Now we do things. The Morning Detour, the award-winning morning show. Lolo's in the building. Lorena PR, how do you feel? You're a producer. You produce a 8th ranking of the thousands of morning shows, radio shows in the city. The Morning Detour's rank 8. How are you feeling, Queen?
I'm feeling good. I think both of us put a lot of work into the show. Yeah. It means a lot to both of us. So to be recognized amongst all the other morning shows within the city that probably has been on air longer than us, I think that's super dope. I'm happy, and it really means a lot.
Yeah, my call CKT, so you got to throw us up. I said, you got to throw us up. So CKT, once again, I've been talking about it all throughout the show. CKT is the number one, according to the readers, according to the listeners. MTL Cult puts out their Best of Montreal. So CKT, my art station that you're listening to right now, we're number one station. So I want to thank all the people and thank everybody that voted for the Morning Detour, number 8 ranked radio show in the city. You know, I'm shooting for number one, Lorena. I ain't going to rest till we number one. I ain't going to rest till we're nationally recognized. That coast to coast, from east to west coast, the Morning Detour, you can get it on your dial.
Okay, so let's get in some community updates. A lot of festivals are opening up, Lorena. It's been sunny a lot of consecutive days. I haven't seen you a lot, so I'm thinking, okay, Lolo's on the terrace. Are you down by the Canal Lounge? What is going on, Lorena? There's a lot of things happening in Montreal. Hit us.
I haven't been near the famous Lachine Canal just yet. but there are a lot of things happening this weekend. So if you are in LaSalle, there is the Poutine Fest that is happening this week. It finally made its way here. So it started yesterday, actually. So this will happen up until Sunday, June 20th. It is located at Cégep André Laurando.
Okay.
So today you could go there. They are there from 5 p.m. to 9 p.m. June 19th, which is Saturday, they'll be there from 12 to 9. And then June 20th, Sunday, they'll be there from 12 to 8. So it is a drive-through experience. You do have to look online on their Facebook page. They will have the menu up. You choose your order before getting there. You put your order in, make sure you have your method of payment ready, and then you will go ahead and get your poutine, and then you will have to leave the area to make room for the other cars coming through. So that is happening this weekend.
So hold on, Lorena. You've been to the Poutine Fest before, right?
Not this way.
Because the reason I asked you, because I want to know what was your favorite poutine, or what poutine you're looking forward to, or what combination would be interesting to you. Because I'm seeing people get crazy with the poutine now. They're putting pineapples on it. I know we go to Bonkies, and Bonkies will pretty much give you anything you want. Are you, one, a poutine lover, and two, what would be your ideal poutine? What kind of toppings would you have on it?
Well, I usually did Poutine Week, which is usually, I think, in February. They have it here, so you could go to, like, the Bonkies and Poutineville and all those different places and get a poutine. But it's changed for me because a lot of stuff I don't eat anymore.
have you gone vegan enough, Lolo? What's going on?
I'm not vegan. It's just that there's certain things that I just don't include in my diet anymore. So one of them is dairy.
Okay.
Because it doesn't really agree with me. It doesn't really agree with a lot of Black people, actually.
A lot of Black people. Shout out to our boy Sean Estai, listen to the show. Yeah, listen, those pills that y'all gotta take, because some Black people still bite the bullet, right? They're lactose intolerant, but they'll take the pills because they want to enjoy the grilled cheese. They want to enjoy the poutine. So it's a wild experience, man. This lactose intolerance is wild.
Exactly. So I don't know. I'm going to go this weekend. I'm going to see what they have on their menu. Right. I'm going to try stuff. But normally for me, like, I usually put, like, bacon, and they'll have, like, different things. Like, I'll try different things. I'm not really afraid because I've been eating poutine. It's, like, one of the first things I probably learned how to make.
Well, I haven't had your poutine yet, but, yeah, it looks like it's the one. Me, personally, I like the one at Bonkies where they throw the chicken and the green peas, because you have the saltiness from the gravy, but then you have the sugary taste from the green peas as well, and then you have the savor of the chicken that kind of brings everything together. So I think it's a beautiful harmony right there. Look how we talk about poutine. You know we're Montrealists. You know we locked in. Number 8, baby! You know we do things, Lolo!
Alright, so next up, there is a pop-up shop that is coming this weekend, Blackout, the Afrocentric pop-up shop.
Right.
This is happening Sunday, June 20th from 10 to 5 p.m. This has been put together by Création Caraba. This is a family-owned business here from Montreal. So it is $10 for an early bird ticket, $12 for an advance, and $18 at the door. The first 50 people get a welcome drink, which is always nice. There'll be a bunch of vendors. There's actually going to be a masseuse there, so you can get a massage while you're there. There's a barber, so you can get your hair cut. There's a bar, there's a photo booth, and then there's more stuff happening. So it is a very different pop-up shop than most that I've heard of. So it sounds pretty dope. This is happening at Osgoode Plaza, which is located at 6524 St. Hubert Street. And this is an 18-plus event, of course, because they do have a bar on location. Also this weekend is the Let Me Out virtual comedy show. So, of course, this is brought to you by Big Will. This is on June 19th at 8 p.m. Eastern. And he will have comedians Rodney, Akeem, Charmaine, Renzel, Ron Taylor, and Big Norm.
You know, great lineup right there, man. Shout out to Akeem and Renzel and Charmaine. It's going to be a good lineup. Big Norm, we met him, you and I, Lorena, when we were in Toronto with Juice Comedy. It should be funny. Because, boy, that boy Akeem, man, me and him, we're going to go on tour just now. The Roast Boys.
No, it's all of the comedians that he has on the lineup are super dope. I saw them each individually. I've never seen them on a one bill together. So I think it's definitely worth it. You could go to bigwill.ca to see if there are any more tickets left. He does have two types of tickets. The one that's more expensive should be entering you into a raffle as well. So you can check it out. Also, what is happening on Saturday, Advance, which is Canada's Black Music Business Collective, they are having a one-day virtual summit called AMP this Saturday on June 19th. So this summit is geared towards students, career professionals, veteran executives, and artists in Canadian music. So it is a full day of discussions, panels, and performances beginning at 12 p.m. The tickets are actually free, so you can register at advancemusic.org/AMPED, which is A-M-P-E-D.
Okay. That's what's up, man. Listen, more advanced, man. People getting outside their house. Let's get them amped, baby.
There's also an immersive summer art exhibition by Elephant. Sorry, I don't know how to pronounce that. But it's a different interactive installations with even virtual reality. So they have one installation where you do have to wear the virtual reality headset and controllers. You do have to reserve your spot because they do have to respect the COVID regulations that we do have now. And it's happening every weekend for the month of June and July. So it looks like a really cute and cool exhibition that's happening. Tickets start at $16.93 and you can purchase them on Eventbrite right away. And then I also have a No Regard documentary. So Montreal videographer Lance Daniels, he created a documentary surrounding the launch of his new clothing line that he came up with during COVID. Then he created a film. So the independent film will be showing at Scotiabank Cinema on July 15th. So you can purchase tickets in advance on Eventbrite. Also on the page, it said that there'll be various giveaways that are happening at this event as well. So definitely come out and support a local artist that is putting together a lot of creative stuff.
Yeah, that's a good look, man. You know, that's one thing that's beautiful about Montreal. We have a